Church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
I think that there is an intentional poisoning, an intentional culling of people through cancer and other means today to reduce population. And that was, those were things that just shocked me.
Well, I think they would shock most people. In fact, most people would say that could not be true. And I will have to admit, I know exactly how you feel, because when I first got started dealing with the AIDS epidemic and trying to do what was logical to save lives, Dr. Lorraine Day told me this is all population control, Stan, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it until, well, someday you can read my book on the AIDS epidemic, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, my odyssey, as I finally came to
realize. Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and I guess this evening Ty Bollinger, we're talking about his book, Cancer, and basically we're talking about really there are effective treatments out there for cancer. They're being actively suppressed, and of course, I, having been a doctor, sympathize totally with the doctors. I think they're trying to do their best. They just don't know.
Yeah.
And when you go to medical school and you're taught, you know, you want to take care of patients, you want to cure patients, you cannot believe that there would be certainly within organized medicine an effort to block effective treatments for cancer. That just sounds ridiculous. The idea that certainly the product in apricot seeds of the Laetril could actually cure cancer, why the government says it doesn't work. The government will give you all sorts of studies that have been done to prove that Laetril is totally ineffective, and the people who are selling it are just doing it to make money. And yet, of course, the people who treat cancer with chemotherapy make money. The people who treat cancer with radiation make money. The surgeon who cuts cancers out and cuts out the metastases make money. But if you actually use a product, and there are a number of them on the market today that are effective, why, you'll go to prison because they do not want effective treatments. And you say, why would that be? Is that the people want to make money from basically all the very expensive cancer drugs? Some of them will cost you $100,000, $200,000 a year. And they don't really work very well, but they may prolong your life for a few months. And yet, of course, it's not really about money, although that may be a factor. But I honestly believe it's about population control. And as incredible as it may seem, if you read the information in Ty's book, and certainly my treatise on the population control agenda, you can get it on the internet, population control agenda. I hope you'll be convinced. Well, Ty, well, let's go through some of the treatments, or what are the messages you would like to get to our listeners today? How should we handle this interview?
Sure. Yeah, and I want to say I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm glad you made the point about doctors, most of them just not knowing. And so I try not to ever seem to demonize doctors. They're just doing what they've been taught. And the problem is not the doctors, it's the system of education, of medical education in this country that teaches doctors to practice drug-intensive type medicine. So I agree with you completely. Most doctors are altruistic and they're out for the good of their patients, and they couldn't believe that there could be cures that are being suppressed. As a matter of fact, they are probably some of the most brainwashed people on the planet, because they've had 10 years of postgraduate work in propaganda and indoctrination in medical school. And they're being brainwashed without knowing. I mean, that is the definition of brainwashing, isn't it? Being propagandized without you knowing that's being done to you. And that's really what's going on in the medical school. So it's not really, I don't blame the doctors at all. It's the system.
And you're absolutely right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, this is a very, very important book. It's a book I always wanted to write, never had a chance to, probably never will. And he's done a very good job of summarizing all of the treatments. Now, you can get these treatments, many of them, in Mexico today. But, of course, if you try to circulate things like ECT or Laetrile or other things here in the United States today, why, you would have an army of FDA officials and government officials after you, would send you off to prison, and the crime would be, you're saving people's lives. Our friend Dr. Yeah. Brzezinski down in yeah. Texas,
yep.
He had an effective, and he still has an effective treatment for cancer. And basically, they wanted to send him to prison. They tried repeatedly, not once, but twice, to send him to prison for 230 years. And what was his crime? They never claimed it, not once, that his product didn't work. The crime was that somebody had transported it across state boundaries, and because his product had been transported across state boundaries, they wanted to send this great humanitarian who's done so much to save so many people's lives to prison for 230 years. Ladies and gentlemen, could that really be true? Ty, you pick up the story, and I'm just going to be quiet and let you tell our listeners what you have discovered about, well, call it a population control, the movement, the cancer, a stimulation movement, the fact that people are dying all across America today. They're being murdered by people who believe in population control. And as Dr. Richard Day told the medical audience, and you can actually hear the story told by a man who attended the meeting, there are too many people in the world today. They might as well die of cancer. We have treatments, and this was 1969, we have treatments for cancer, and they are locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. Ty, you pick up the story.
Yeah, that's a great segue there, because you're talking about Brzezinski, and he's got a great treatment of the antineoplastons, and yeah, they've tried to throw him in jail many times, and his story kind of reminds me of Harry Hoxie's story. I'm sure you're familiar with Harry Hoxie with the Hoxie tonic.
Well, I'm familiar with it, but our audience probably isn't. So you go ahead and tell them, because you're not talking to me. You're talking to people all across America.
Gotcha.
Who was Harry Hoxie?
Yeah.
I mean, was he really a greedy fellow who wanted to get rich? Actually, the truth of the matter is, he was already rich.
He was a very wealthy man, yeah. Harry Hoxie, big Texas businessman. His grandfather, great-grandfather, actually, back in the 1800s, had noticed that when their horses got sick with cancer, they went and chewed on certain weeds and herbs out in the field and would tend to get better. And he brewed, he took that knowledge and ended up brewing up an herbal tea combined with several of these different herbs that he found out in the field that the horses basically led him to, because animals have an instinctive knowledge of what to eat when they're sick. And I believe that's given to them by God, their creator. And so he took those herbs, brewed them into a tea, the Hoxie tea, Hoxie tonic. And Harry, his grandson, actually Harry's father, that was the first one to produce this tonic, but Harry really made it famous. He opened up cancer clinics across the nation and was literally curing hundreds, if not thousands, of people of late stage cancer with this Hoxie tonic. His father said, Harry, you never ever withhold treatment from somebody if they don't have the money. And so since they were already wealthy, they didn't need the money. They weren't doing this for money. He treated anybody that didn't have money for free. Try to go to a clinic today that'll do that, Dr. Monteith. You'd be hard-pressed to find a conventional treatment center that'll treat you for free, but Harry did. And AMA, the head of the AMA at that time was Lawrence Fishbein, and they wanted to buy out the tonic, and I believe they wanted to buy it and suppress it. Harry wouldn't sell it because he knew at that point that they would either charge an arm and a leg to get access to it, or they would just bury the treatment. And so it was at that time that Harry refused to sell out.
My thought that actually he agreed to sell, but with a proviso that they would give it away free if people didn't have any money. I could be mistaken, but
no, you know what? You're right. You're right. He did agree.
But of course, the Fishbein from the AMA wouldn't do that.
That's right.
Because
yeah.
they wanted to bury this. The last thing they wanted was an effective treatment for cancer. And
yeah.
So they actively suppressed it. Now, what is this? This must be what, 40 or 50 years ago?
This was late 30s, so 70, 80 years ago. But maybe no, I'm sorry. No, that was when he started. So, yeah, probably 40, 50 years ago. It's probably by the mid-50s to the mid-60s when this was happening, and he was forced out of the country, I want to say around 1970-ish time frame. And it was at that point that his head nurse, Mildred Nelson, began to run his clinic down in Tijuana, Mexico. It's called the Biomedical Center now, and it's still around. It's interesting that the attorney in Dallas that was responsible for throwing Harry in jail over 100 times, yes, that's not a typo, 100 times in jail, and a lot of these were just Trump's charges, and they tried to put him in jail for the same thing they tried to put Brzezinski in jail for breaking interstate commerce laws. But anyway, Al Templeton was the attorney in Dallas. Little known to Al, his brother Mike Templeton had terminal cancer, and he went to Harry Hoxie behind Al's back, and Harry cured him. And it was at that point that Al became Harry's biggest advocate, and he was Harry's personal attorney at that point, protecting him from the unjust persecution and prosecution that he was undergoing. So that's an interesting story. But Mildred Nelson, also his head nurse, Harry had cured her mother. And she was a conventional nurse, and she thought that Harry was the biggest quack of the century until her mother was cured. And at that time, she became his head nurse and ran his clinic for him. So it's a very interesting story. All that to say that this is not something new that's happening with Brzezinski. It was going on 60, 70 years ago with Harry Hoxie, and it went on with Royal Raymond Rife. And the names are endless of people, doctors that have been curing cancer with natural means, that have been persecuted, prosecuted, thrown out of the country, thrown in jail, and or killed. For doing so.
Don't forget Rene Cassie. Who was Rene Cassie?
Yeah. Rene Cassie, I'm not sure how to say it, but she was a lady up in northern United States that was friends with some Indians.
Well, I thought she was a Canadian, actually.
Was she Canadian?
She lived in the town where my wife lived.
Okay.
And
okay.
up in Ontario. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, I was thinking she was from Minnesota for some reason, but okay, yeah, so she's a Canadian then, but she was a nurse, actually, and she was good friends with the native Indians, and they shared with her a herbal tonic that they had used to cure cancers and other diseases, and Cassie, C-A-I-S-S-E, if you spell that backwards, it's E-S-S-I-A-C, and that's Essiac, or Essek, and that's the very familiar tea called Essek tea, which is named after Casey, and she was the one that made it very popular up there in Canada and the northern United States. And that's actually one of the treatments that's still in my book, Essiac tea, which is still a very popular tea. My grandmother was actually diagnosed with terminal colon cancer, in the late 1980s. She used SDACT for about a decade before she died and went into complete remission. And for some reason, a couple years before she died, she quit using it. And I think that's probably one of the reasons that she didn't last any longer.
In fact, I'm looking on page 129 of your book, and it says, back in 1922, a Canadian nurse named Rennie...
There we go.
Anyway, it's a fascinating story, ladies and gentlemen. People find this hard to believe. Well, of course, if you understand this, you can begin to understand so many other things that are going on in the world today. This is an excellent book. We are going to carry it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. If you have a question or comment for Ty Bollinger. Could this really be going on in the world today? If it is, how can we reach the medical profession? Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to learn and you're going to have to get the information.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Is cancer out of the box, and we think it's an excellent book. We think it's important. We're going to carry it because we want you to understand that there are effective treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed in our country today. Basically, Ty was just talking about certainly the Navarro family, and they, of course, had gone to Dr. Brzezinski. They wanted to have their son, Tommy Navarro, actually treated. And the government wouldn't allow it. The government killed that little boy because it would not allow him to have treatment that could have cured him. And the Brzezinski's results with this type of brain cancer, I mean, it's universally fatal, and I think he gets probably 40 or 50% of cures with this. Somebody certainly at least that many improvements on it. And yet, we actually have an interview with Tommy Navarro's father. We have a four-tape set on the Brzezinski breakthrough. And we have a book on Brzezinski. The information is there. They're killing people today. They know what they're doing. Government officials killing them by refusing to allow children to go to Dr. Brzezinski for treatment of cancers that are almost universally fatal with contemporary radiation and chemotherapy. And there's no surgical procedure for this. Well, our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And we've got Charlie calling from Ohio, our guest this evening, Ty Bollinger. And, of course, his book is Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Charlie, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, excellent program again. Ty,
yep.
Do other countries suppress natural remedies? That's my first question.
Well, let's just take one question at a time. Do other countries suppress natural treatments, Ty?
You know, it depends on the country. There's a lot of countries in Europe that are much freer than we are concerning natural treatment. Germany is one country that if you're there, there's a lot of natural clinics. There's a lot of holistic clinics in Germany. But at the same time, if you live in Germany and you're trying to import an herbal supplement or something like that to treat your cancer, it's not made there, then it's very difficult to get in the country due to Codex. So, I used to live in Panama. Panama is extremely difficult to get anything into, but if you live there, there's a lot of alternative clinics. So I guess it really depends upon the country. I would have to say that here in the States, it's at least easier for us to get the supplements, the herbal supplements and the different treatments that we would need, they're available. You may not be able, for instance, with Laetrol, vitamin B17 that we were talking about earlier, you can't sell that here, but it's easy to buy. I buy it from Mexico and they ship it into the country. It's relatively easy to get anything that you need here as far as supplementation, but at the same time, many of the clinics, as we were talking about earlier, Dr. Monteith was mentioning, are down in Mexico. So it depends. I hope that's not a cop-out answer, but it really just depends on what you're talking about.
And, Charlie, you can get the treatments of Dr. Gerson's treatment. You can get the Laetrile. You can get Dr. Hoxie's treatment. You can get the ECAC treatment. They're all available across the border. But, of course, here in free America, we can't allow that because, of course, the government's interested in the health of our children. No, really, ladies and gentlemen, the real objective of so much of public health policy is population control.
Yeah.
That's why they've allowed the AIDS epidemic to kill over 600,000 Americans in this country and certainly tens of millions throughout the world. They could have stopped the AIDS epidemic. They refused to do it. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood by the AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, let me recommend it to you. Charlie, anything else?
The question. A couple years ago, there was a boy about 8 years old. He had cancer, and his mother didn't want him to get chemo.
Yeah.
So she went in hiding.
Yeah.
And then she, under pressure, she went ahead and allowed him to go through the chemo. Whatever happened to that story? I forgot his name and everything.
Yeah, I think his name was Abraham Cherick. There was a boy, I think that's who you're, but there's many stories that are very similar to that, but I do remember the story of Abraham Cherix, who fits that description. And he was forced to do chemo, and honestly, I do not know what's happened to him.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, if it was for brain cancer, chemotherapy has very, very poor results long-term. I mean, you're talking about 1% or 2%.
Yeah.
Anything else, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. I know a gentleman that went to the Brzezinski Clinic because he had a brain tumor or cancer, whatever, and he said he had a wonderful success. he couldn't say enough good things about Dr. Brzezinski and the clinic.
Well, but no, it's not perfect, you know. Certainly, they don't save everybody, but most of the people who go there are very, very grateful because they know they're trying. And an awful lot of people have been cured and certainly have lived from long of their lives, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. There really are evil people in the world. And of course, the FDA is being used as an instrument to block effective treatment. Anything else you want to say, Charlie, before we let you go?
The gentleman
hold just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hang on there, Charlie. We'll get right back to you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
The adjuvants and the formaldehyde and the aluminum. And,
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ty Bollinger. His book is Cancer, Step Out of the Box. Step out of the box, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand that this is a very real problem. I mean, it used to be that 1 in 80 Americans had cancer. That was 100 years ago. Today it's 1 in 2 or 1 in 3, depending upon whether you're a man or a woman. This is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing, but it is so preposterous. Who in their right mind would suppress treatments for cancer? Who in their right mind would poison our water and our air and our food and certainly our entire environment? from intentionally to actually promote cancer. Basically, of course, they know that every tin can in America is lined with bisphenol, and bisphenol is a feminizing hormone. Of course, it actually increases femininity in men, and it's associated with women's diseases and tumors. They know that every single can, and there are lots of substitutes. They've known this for 50 years, and they've done it anyway. And you say, who would do that? Well, why do we allow certainly? Why do we outlaw methamphetamine in this country? But we allow smoking, we allow tobacco when they know that they don't have a good program to convince people of the danger of smoking. In fact, so many of the ads that they put out are frankly ridiculous. They never tell women, of course, that there's not simply cancer of the lung that they're going to get. They're going to get cancer of the breast. And most women would shudder at the thought of being certainly mutilated by having a breast taken off. And yet they know that tobacco increases the incidence of cancer of the breast. So why don't they ever mention that? But they don't. And it's very, very selective in what they tell us. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we invite your calls if you have a question for Ty. But of course, one of the things he talks about is that many herbs and certain vitamins are actually protective against the developing cancers of one sort or another. So Ty, why don't you get into that? Because that is really what is so vitally important that people should be doing. And of course, the average doctor really doesn't understand the importance of nutrition. I know when I went to medical school, we had one course an hour a week, I think, but we never really were taught about vitamins, minerals, or the importance as far as preventing disease. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right. Your story is typical. It's not just Dr. Montes that didn't receive nutritional training in med school. None of the doctors do. They did not focus on nutrition, and so a lot of doctors get out of medical school and have not had not even one course in nutrition. So I think that's one of the missing links is good nutrition in our health, because as you mentioned, you got the aluminum cans that are lined with BPA, the bisphenol A. You've got all these genetically modified foods now. The study that just came out a couple months ago showed, the first long-term study showed that these genetically modified foods are causing enormous cancerous tumors and sterility and early death in 70% of the rats that were tested. These are all, I was just talking to somebody after church last night, and I said, you know, why does they don't need to line us up and take us to the FEMA camps. We'll volunteer to eat their genetically modified foods that will sterilize and kill us, and if they declare some phony pandemic, we'll run and get in line to take the vaccine that's going to kill us. So, you know, why force it on us? I mean, we've got the sheeple here that are willing to do it themselves. Anyway, that's a side note, but when we're talking about nutrition, the herbal remedies for cancer are just amazing, some of the ones that I've researched. One of the ones in my book that I talk about that I think very highly of, I know that the doctor that formulated it, and I've actually co-authored a couple of books with him. His name is Dr. Michael Farley, and he developed a product that's called Life One, LifeOne, and it's on my website, and it's in the book. And it's a herbal supplement. It's a liquid herbal. It's in a liposome. It's in a fat base so that the actives are delivered to the lymphatic system. It's made of chrysin and diandrolamethane, resveratrol, quercetin, green tea extract, selenium, turmeric, I believe. Is that eight? I don't know if that's all eight. But anyway, that's some of the ingredients in Life One. They all have different cytotoxic properties. They all kill cancer cells in different ways. And they all have different amino-stimulating properties. So the synergy of all of these herbs together is a fantastic herbal supplement. Now, of course, it's not sold as a cancer cure because you get thrown in jail if you talk about something curing cancer that's not a drug. Bottom line is it does cure cancer, and I can say that because I don't sell it. I don't have any affiliation with Life One. But Dr. Farley formulated it for his father who had brain cancer, who was sent home to die to the hospice, and they told him he'd be dead within 2 weeks. And he began, at that point, he said, okay, Mike, I'll take it. And he began taking Life One. He lived another 8 years, and he died of a cardiovascular problem when he went into surgery. They killed him through his heart surgery. So he didn't die of cancer. So that's one that's in the book that I think very highly of. My family takes Life One every day as a preventative and also just as an immune booster, because we need that. We need our immune system to be running at full capacity because we haven't been bombarded.
This is what people have to understand. Basically, if your immune system is working, Why, it'll kill off the cancer cells. We're producing cancer cells in our body all the time. You know, from the very young age, you're producing cancer cells. They're just abnormal cells. But, of course, if you have a proper immune system, they will kill them. And certainly vitamin D3 is very important.
Yep.
The things that certainly, as Ty is mentioning, resveratrol is very important. And a number, certainly, of various herbs. And many of them are based upon spices. Ordinarily, I mean, in India and other countries, they use these spices, and they don't use them simply for the taste, but they know they actually preserve health. And so the turmeric, curcumin, quercetin comes from turmeric. And this is a traditional Indian spice, and yet it has tremendous medicinal properties. But certainly there'd be no sense for a drug company to actually market that because you couldn't make any money on it. What you have to do is take a new molecule, get a patent on it, and then sell it to the people as if it's going to do something like Lipitor, which does far more harm than good. And they made billions and billions of dollars on that. And ladies and gentlemen, understand that so much of what we're being told today about the relationship between cholesterol and heart disease is simply not true. And they know that, but the last thing, they want the public to learn it, because we're talking about billions of dollars for Lipitor and other cholesterol-lowering drugs, which if you look at the studies, you realize they're very, very little good at all. Let's go to Sam, who's calling us from Kentucky. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How are we doing, Sam? Do you have a question or comment?
Good evening. Yeah, I have a question. I wonder if Ty has any, what he would recommend to someone who has non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Basically, of course, he can't recommend specifically for that, but you need to get the information on how to build up the immune system. Would you have any, Ty, you go ahead and answer that as best you can.
You know, I honestly couldn't quite hear the question.
He wants to know if you have a non-toxic lymphoma?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right.
Okay. You know what, as Dr. Monty said, I can't recommend any treatment, but I can tell you a story of a patient that I just have been helping the last couple of months that has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he's actually taking the Life One supplement that I just told you about. So if you go to my website, cancertruth.net, and if you search for Life One, LIFEONE, you can read about Life One. And so I do know that there's at least one person currently on Life One that has non-Hodgkin lymphoma that's doing extremely well. And the studies are there. If you go to the website, you'll click through to the Life One website. You can look at the studies they've done. They've done extensive testing on 8 different strains of cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I believe, is one of those that they've done studies on.
What was that website again?
Cancertruth.net.
Cancertruth.net.
I got another comment.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
I was wondering what you both thought of all, you know, when they have all this promotion, like, you know, football. You know, 1 month the guys are wearing the pink uniforms, and you got all these fundraisers for cancer. But you always hear about, you know, getting money for treatment and people, but never anything about prevention. It seems like.
Yeah.
How would you respond to that?
I think that the whole breast cancer awareness month, you know, the run for the cure, the pink, it's a bunch of hooey. Most of the money that comes in for those types of events and for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month is going to the Susan Komen Foundation, actually, that sponsors that, is going to pay multi-million dollar executive salaries and so on. I mean, if you look at the American Cancer Society, who everybody thinks is the nonprofit that's going to help us find the cure for cancer, last year 84% of their revenues that came in went to overhead and marketing, and only 16% went to research. And so there is no emphasis on prevention because there's no money in prevention. There's only money in treating. And if you look at the inception of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it was initially sponsored by AstraZeneca, which is the company that manufactures tamoxifen, which is the primary drug that's used to treat breast cancer awareness, and it's a known carcinogen. 1996, the World Health Organization declared tamoxifen to be a class 1 carcinogen. So you have Breast Cancer Awareness Month being the inception or the genesis of that came from a company that manufactures the drug that's used to treat breast cancer that actually causes breast cancer.
Yeah, I find it quite annoying myself. And I got a phone call once about, I don't know what organization it was, but sometimes I forget, but I like to try to remember to ask them that question, what percent of the money is going to go to the actual, you know, work. And
yeah,
I think they gave me the number 80% goes to administration and fundraising.
Yeah, it's always between 80 and 85% the last few years that goes just to overhead and to fundraising and marketing, and only anywhere from, you know, 15 to 20% of it goes to the actual research. And the research is going into what? It's going into drug research. So even that's not good research.
And I think, Sam, what you have to understand is they have to give the impression they're trying to find a cure for cancer. They have the cures for cancer. They have the treatments for cancer, but they're being actively suppressed. And if you never have read the book, the Brzezinski Breakthrough, or heard our four-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski, you'll want to weep. To understand what this man has gone through.
Yeah.
When they've tried to send him to prison for 230 years because he had an effective treatment, and they never denied that. They never denied his treatment was effective.
Yeah.
But they do not want a treatment for cancer. They want the people to suffer and die. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks very much, Sam. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Ty Bollinger. His book, Cancer, Step Out of the Box. And we think it's an important book because he certainly goes into not only the background of cancer, what cancer is, and, of course, the failures of conventional treatment. But, of course, getting into the background of the treatments that have worked. And then, of course, what you can do, certainly, to avoid it. And the most important thing is to boost your immune system so yep. your body will fight this before the cancer develops. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is the immune system is the key. As you mentioned earlier, Dr. Monteith, we are all producing cancer cells every day. Everybody that's listening to this program is producing cancer cells. However, a normally healthy immune system is going to be able to quarantine those cells, fend off those cells, kill those cells, however you want to put it, to where your body takes care of that cancer, and you're not diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer. Doesn't form tumors that metastasize to other organs and eventually kill you. A normally fully functioning immune system will take care of that. And so that is why I believe that we're being bombarded with these, with the fluoride, with the chemtrails, with the vaccinations, with all of these immunosuppressive agents that are in the vaccine. That's why we're getting genetically modified foods that are causing cancers. That we're being pelted, and the reason is, as Dr. Monteith has said, and I didn't used to believe this, but years of research have led me to the same conclusion, that it is eugenics. It's population reduction. I mean, heck, if you look at the Georgia Guidestones outside of Atlanta, Georgia, it says on there that the goal of society should be, what, 500 million population on Earth?
Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature is the first of the Ten Commandments there. But those Ten Commandments come from a different God. Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature.
Yeah, so you look at the eugenicists that are behind a lot, the Rockefellers, you talk about the Rockefellers, they have had a huge influence on modern medicine. I mean, when you go back to the Flexner Report, which they funded the Flexner Report, which eventually is the reason that modern medical schools teach drug-intensive medicine. They were the ones that ended up through, what was his name, Franz Kalman, one of Rockefeller's right-hand men at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, eventually funded Planned Parenthood. They're the ones that funded Margaret Sanger and what was it, the Birth Control League at first? It was Sanger, and then didn't that become Planned Parenthood?
It may very well have. I'm not going to comment because I'm not sure, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, when you look at it, there's definitely a eugenics agenda. I mean, they hide it in plain sight. They will tell you on the Georgia Guidestones, yes, we need to have the Earth population of 500 million. They tell you in plain sight. You got Prince Philip in the mid-1970s said that if he died, he would like to come back as a deadly virus to exterminate 80% of the world because the world's overpopulated.
Well, we're going to have to go to Dale, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Dale. How are we doing?
Well, fine, doctor. What I'd like to bring your attention to, another book about a doctor named Dr. Cook, K-O-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
And this Susan Calm, she wrote the book. She was cured by him with his drug, which was Gloxylide, G-L-Y-O-X-Y-L-I-D-E. Now, this lady, Susan Calm, she wrote this book. It's about 700 pages long, and the title of the book is Cancer Cures Crucified. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. And here's what they had to say about Dr. Cook. Dr. Cook is one of the greatest, if not the world's greatest, living biochemist. And he had a very good background in education. He was an instructor of histology at University of Michigan. He's a professor of physiology at Detroit College of Medicine in the 1914 and 1919.
Okay, fine. Well, we will certainly look into it, and I appreciate so much your calling, Dale, to bring that to our attention. And there are other effective treatments out there. Do you know anything at all about Dr. Cook, Ty?
Yeah, I've read about Dr. I always called it Coke, but yeah, it's spelled K-O-C-H, and yeah, glyoxylide was his treatment. Not real familiar with it, but I have read about him, but I couldn't give you all the details of the treatment.
Okay, fine. Well, Dale, thank you so very much. Appreciate that. That's just one of many treatments that are out there, and I think it's so important people understand that there are treatments for cancer. Every time you take a vaccination or... Do you know what's in that vaccine? Have you read the products? You realize that so many of them have aspartame and certainly MSG that lower your immune system. So many of them will have aluminum. So many of them will have thimerosal, mercury, and other compounds. So many of them will have formaldehyde. Why would you put formaldehyde in there? Oh, it's going to boost the immune system. Well, what else are they putting in? Are there any vaccines? Are there any other viruses? Are there cancer viruses? That's what they had, the original polio vaccine. And actually, the original Sabin vaccine had a SV40, simian virus, 40 cancer virus. 30 million people are infected with it today. 30 million people are infected with the cancer virus due to the polio vaccine.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Website out there, and so people can get hold of you, get your free newsletter. Incidentally, I'd appreciate if you'd put certainly on me on your list. I'd love to get your newsletter. But how can people get to your website?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put you on the newsletter. My website again, cancertruth.net, cancertruth.net.
Okay, fine. We have one more caller. We're not going to take any more, but we have Charlie calling in about bone cancer. What do you want to ask, Charlie?
A friend of mine, he has bone cancer, and I think he went the whole treatment of chemo and everything.
Oh, no, is this metastatic brain cancer, bone cancer? Is this a common place for people that the cancer will spread to? Was this primarily in the bone or secondarily in the bone?
I'm guessing primarily in the bone.
What bones is it in today?
I can't remember. I'm guessing the leg. I'm thinking.
All right, fine. What was your question?
Does Ty have a remedies, natural cures for bone, any kind of bone cancer?
There are many treatments in the book that I know have worked well with cancers, with bone cancer. I would not say that I would recommend any of them, but I know I can name you some people that I know that have used FCACT successfully with bone cancer. I know many people that have used hyperthermia with bone cancer successfully. I know many people that have used Life One, the herbal remedy I talked about, with bone cancer successfully. I know many people that have used the Hoxie treatment with bone cancer.
So Charlie, I suspect you get the book and you read about it, and the information is this is an excellent, excellent book. Okay?
I'll do that.
God
okay.
bless. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
God bless.
And of course, I'm going to let you go, Ty. We'll get you on. I think we have you on one of our other programs tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah.
And this is the time, bye-bye, good night, God bless, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us financially, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to advertise on our programs, to donate, to get our products. We've got all sorts of important things. We are going to carry this book. It's called Cancer, Step Out of the Box. Cancer, Step Out of the Box. And again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer? We actually carry the book on Brzezinski, the Brzezinski Breakthrough. We have a 4-tape or 4-CD set on Brzezinski, including the interview with the Navarro, who's actually, he think he's a Marine Corps colonel, lieutenant colonel, something like that, Lieutenant Colonel Navarro, who had to go into hiding to hide his son from the Federal Drug Administration, public health officials who wanted to kill him, and they eventually succeeded. Fascinating, touching story, an interview with Lieutenant Colonel Navarro, and then, of course, interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and others on a very effective treatment that's being actively suppressed today. We carry the book, Why Do We the Laetrile? It goes into the background of Laetrile. But we actually have a 4-tape set on Laetrile. We have so many 4-tape sets on our website. You need to get the information. Go to RadioLiberty.com, which is our website. RadioLiberty.com, or certainly I hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting the material we have. If you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage again is radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs on the internet, certainly on iPhone, iPad, even on a telephone, 24 hours a day. I get our afternoon programs. Again, you can get all the details at our website, radioliberty.com. Find me at our website, www.radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers. We ask you to pray that the doctors of this country will learn what's going on. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Noah Hutchings and certainly our friend Sean Leffler and the others who are out there on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, if you're out there across America, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hopefully, we're going to have Dr. Marilyn Sandquist on the line this evening. We're going to be talking about Obamacare, and I think she's right here now. Good evening. Are you there, doctor?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Of course, our guest this evening has an MD. She has a legal degree. Why did you ever get a legal degree after getting a medical degree, or was it just the challenge?
It was, frankly, because I wanted to do something about the healthcare system, and I needed to learn administrative law so I wouldn't be just another person kind of flapping their gums and not knowing what I was talking about.
Well, I think that's really wonderful, and I appreciate so much your being willing to come on and talk to us this evening, because, of course, Marilyn is a anesthesiologist, and do you work full-time at that present time?
No, I'm retired out of the operating room, and now I have a private office practice where I do pain counseling and management and some acupuncture.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Marilyn Singleton, and of course, MD, and she also has a legal degree. But tonight we're going to be talking about something entirely different. We're going to be talking about Obamacare and certainly what's happening in medicine and this effort to change the structure of healthcare delivery. And of course, when I went into practice in 1960, it was a wonderful time to practice. You could do what you wanted to take care of patients. The fees were low. When I entered medical practice, it was $4 for an office visit and $25 for a consultation. And I did very well in those days, 1960, with fees like that. I could live that way for the rest of my life. Today, if you go to a physician for a consultation, you're probably talking about $300 and $400 for consultation. And this has been forced upon the doctors by a totally corrupt system. Hospital bills are out of this world. I had a heart surgery. The heart surgery cost $11,000. Of course, the doctor didn't get that much, but he had to bill that much to get anything at all for Medicare. We have a totally corrupt system, and now the whole thing is beginning to crumble. There's not enough money to finance it. The government's going to come in and Dr. Singleton, you go ahead and pick up this story. People already know how I feel about it. We want to know what you think about what's going on.
Well, so much of what you said is exactly how I grew up in medicine. My father was a general practitioner in San Diego, and he charged patients what they could pay, a couple dollars, $10, whatever fit their pocketbook. And then when Medi-Cal came out, he actually didn't take Medi-Cal because this is where that system corrupts almost really human nature, that you can't do charity anymore. If you take Medi-Cal, then you have to charge the Medi-Cal prices and get involved in the Medi-Cal system. And he had one office worker, and he had her his whole practice, and when she got too old, he had her daughter, and that's just how it was, and did charity work for the church on Wednesday. So this is just gone now. We just can't do that anymore.
I know, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, they've done away with charity. They've done away with Christian charity, because, of course, the people who are in charge today hate Christianity. And, of course, the new program that's going to come in, I think, is going to be a form of euthanasia. Dr. Singleton, you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, one thing I really see, there are ways to change it. And after examining the system, that we can move ahead. And, yes, everything can't be like it was in the good old days, mainly because there's so many treatments that you can't just do in the office. That we do need the hospital. We can't just say, take two aspirin and call me in the morning. We're forced to, even if we know the person just has a headache, have to go in and do a larger workup, sometimes unnecessarily so. But even when it's necessary, when the technology is there, we have to use it. We can't go back to just, oh, I'm going to look in your eyes and that's it. So technology has helped make the cost of care go up, so we can't deny that. But I think there are better delivery systems that we could use, and that is relying more on patient responsibility and transparency of cost and letting patients choose a little bit more what they want. And right now, they just don't have that choice.
And basically, of course, the thing is that when somebody else is paying the bill, there's always a tendency not to really be concerned about it. And certainly as a Medicare patient, as a senior citizen myself, my doctor has me come back every month to see him. And ordinarily, well, I'm just going to quit going to see him because I don't really need anything at the present time. But he's trapped in the system. I'm trapped in the system, and I have to take initiative instead of saying, well, I'll come in when I have a problem, but I'm considering. Considering my years, I'm really doing pretty well, and the last thing I want is certainly just to be going to the doctor routinely, and yet so many people do this, and so many people, when faced with the option of a surgery or not having a surgery, well, if it's not going to cost you anything, why not just go ahead and have it done? Now, sometimes surgery is vitally important, and I had a heart valve put in when I could just barely walk. It's the most miraculous thing I've ever seen. On the other hand, so much surgery, I think, is more elective, and you really have to be very, very selective in what you have done. We should never take a medical major operation lightly, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. There was a line that one of my colleagues had said once, but it was rather amusing when a patient said to him, spare no expense, doc, I have Medi-Cal. And that, to me, said it in a nutshell, that would you really do this if you had to pay for it? And if someone told you...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Dr. Marilyn Singleton, and certainly she's trained, certainly she took several years of surgical residency, and practiced anesthesia for a time, and then went ahead, got a law degree, and now she has a pain management clinic. But she was simply talking about how Medicare and Medicaid have changed the structure of medicine. And one of her colleagues had mentioned that one of his patients had said, doctor, don't spare any expenses. I'm not worried about the expenses. I have Medicaid. Go right ahead.
And this is what's wrong, frankly, with all of us. In my practice, I have patients pay, and then I give them an insurance sheet that they can turn in themselves to the insurer, and they get reimbursed, sometimes quite a bit, but some don't even bother to turn it in. And I'll tell you something, when people write a check, and the prices are very modest because they are just paying, and look at the salary that I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay somebody $30,000 a year to sit on the phone all day getting billing information and trying to get money from the various insurers, and I don't have to buy at $500 a box special Medicare form, and I don't have to buy for $40,000 a pop some special software that the government wants you to have for electronic medical records. Therefore, the prices can be quite low, and people are more than happy to just go ahead and pay it. And I think it invests them in their good health and in their good care. And they like it.
That's so accurate. People have to be involved. When it comes to us for nothing, we don't appreciate it. If we have to pay for it, and I'm not suggesting we shouldn't have insurance, certainly. I mean, the hospitalization you have to have insurance for. But the hospital bills were certainly very nominal before the government got involved. I remember when this was many years ago, when my mother went to the best hospital in Oakland, Merritt Hospital, and a private room was $13 a day. And that included everything. And then maybe it was a little extra for surgery, but $13 a day. You go into the hospital today, and it's going to cost you $1,000, and you'll be lucky even to get a meal for a day. Go right ahead, Marilyn, because I've been to the hospital. I put out, I think, my hospital bill was about $10,000, and I didn't even get a meal. Go right ahead.
Well, you probably wouldn't have wanted it, so you can look at it that way. It was probably a blessing.
Right. Well, I wasn't that hungry. I'd had arthroscopic surgery, but anyway, that is done. But this is the absurdity, and it's all because of government involvement in the healthcare delivery system. But you go right ahead, Marilyn, because you have a message. I want you to get it out to our listeners. They hear me all the time. They're probably tired of it. Go right ahead.
So much of my message is the same as yours, that we just have to start at the top. And one thing we have always looked at and said, we do not have people dying in the streets and languishing on the sidewalks because there's no place for them to go to get medical care. We do take care of people, but people need to take care of themselves. When I look at the obesity rate, and everyone, bar none, says that obesity and smoking cause about 80% of what's wrong with us. So if people aren't taking care of themselves and doing things to improve themselves, I, just as a regular person, not even a physician, feel, why should I pay for their misadventures? There's plenty of people who have things befall them. That's bad health, and bad health sometimes can be bad luck. However, when one is not doing anything to improve their health and then forcing everyone else to pay for it, and we will pay for it because the government ultimately pays for it. So one way or the other, they know that they're going to be taken care of. And we can't tell people, well, if you smoke, we can't admit you to the hospital. We just don't do that. So I just am not seeing an incentive other than pure personal motivation for people to get healthy.
I won't argue with you. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I really, one of the biggest things that has come to me from switching from a pure hospital practice where I had to take everybody that came in, which is fine, and that's what you do as an anesthesiologist, but you see the whole spectrum of people, and then to now be in a situation where I have patients who want to come to me and enjoy the time that I can spend with them. I can spend an hour with everybody. I'm not rushed. And it's night and day. And I think many other practices could be like that. Obviously, in the operating room, you still have to move cases along and do the best you can in that regard. But for many doctors who have office practices, so much time is wasted with bureaucracy, paperwork, defensive medicine, tests that if in your own judgment you think the patient doesn't need, you still have to get. Personal story, I have mild high blood pressure. I take a very low dose of a diuretic. I have taken it for about 20 years. I've never had a low potassium in this entire time. And I asked the doctor, do I have to get a potassium drawn this year? And he said, Medicare, that's how they judge if we're doing a good job. They, when they come through and check the tests and pull random patients. And he said, if I don't draw one on you, then it'll look like I'm not doing my job. And I could see that point. But on the other hand, they weren't allowing him to use his judgment for me, this particular patient.
But they think the trouble is, of course, Marilyn, that they don't want us to use our judgment. They want to dictate how medicine will be practiced, and they want a bureaucrat who's never been a doctor or is sitting in an office to be able to tell doctors what to do and tell them how to treat their patients. And this is where we're headed with Obamacare, with this socialized medical system. And where is the outcry, certainly from our people? Now, you've actually analyzed the Obamacare bill, haven't you?
Yes.
What can you tell our listeners about what is going to happen when Obamacare, Cynthia, is introduced, and how will that actually increase the regulation of the private doctors as far as what they do? And what's going to happen to the private practice of medicine when Obamacare comes in and they cut another 20% off of already meager medical expenses?
This is one of the things I think people don't realize. First of all, the first big lie, you can keep your insurance if you like it. That certainly isn't true, because very few plans can actually be grandfathered in, and your insurance policy is very likely to change. So you might not be able to keep your same doctor, and a lot of doctors are opting out of various insurance plans that they are starting cash practices, and patients have catastrophic policies. And under the new law, the lowest tier of insurance people can buy could be considered catastrophic. Not quite, but close enough that someone can actually pay the doctor and not have to pay an exorbitant price for health insurance.
Well, that's the best way it should be, and that's how the best way, possible way, would be a catastrophic health insurance policy. And then you pay the doctor if you have to go, and then if he gets over, well, maybe $5,000 a year, then, of course, the insurance kicks in and takes care of most of it. That is the ideal way to have it. It's much cheaper. And then, of course, the individual is involved in their own medical care.
That's right, and they plan, and that can be one of the discussions that comes up. And one of the things that shows your, really, it's beyond a theory, it appears that it's going to be fact, that the government really does want to take over the system, is the fact that flexible spending accounts used to be unlimited. They were only limited by what the employer could allow the employee to put in there. Now, suddenly, they're limited at $2,500 a year. And this was a way that people were involved in taking care of their own medical care. The sad part is that money people could use for braces, psychological care, care for special needs children. So here now it's slashed to $2,500. And that's purely just to get more tax money to go in the larger pool. The other thing they stopped, again, something that would help save healthcare dollars, was making it so the health savings account money, the tax free money that people could put in to save for their health services can no longer be used for over-the-counter medicine. Now, you tell me, what's cheaper, to buy a $1.20 bottle of generic ibuprofen over-the-counter or go buy some prescription Motrin, then that way the insurance would pay for it? I mean, it's totally silly. But again, they just wanted to get more tax revenue, but they aren't looking at the principles behind it.
You're absolutely right. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, people have to be involved in their own health care. If you wanted to say, take care of me, well, you have no rights. And basically, of course, the doctor is in a very difficult position. He's got to do, certainly he's got to order all these laboratory studies, because that's what the government officials look at. Well, my goodness, you didn't get this test and that test and the other test. You have to use common sense and judgment. And certainly, to have a blood test every time you go to see the doctor, every other time, you know, and we're talking about every other month or every 3 months, totally ridiculous, a terrible waste of money, but that's exactly what the government is encouraging today. We'll be back in a moment. Well, you go right ahead, Marilyn.
Oh, hi. Well, tell me, you're in Monterey?
I'm in Santa Cruz, right at the North Shore of Monterey Bay. Monterey is certainly where the rich people live, Monterey and Carmel. I live in a place called Soquel, which is a suburb of Santa Cruz, and this is the poor side of the bay, but it still is one of the most beautiful places in the world to live.
Oh, well, that's pretty down there.
Right. Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Oakland.
All right. Well, I was born and raised in Oakland. I mean, McChesney High School up on Excelsior Avenue. But that's certainly a long, long time ago. Attended Oakland High and Westlake, and then graduated from the University of California back in 1948.
Wow. Fantastic. Goodness. Do you still practice at all?
No. I'm almost 84 years of age. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and I spend then I have a weekend program as well. So we're just trying to educate people and try to let them understand what life used to be before we had a socialist society. I was raised in America when men were free, and that, of course, is rapidly disappearing. We're moving towards a socialist authoritarian system, and it's only going to be a disaster, in my opinion. This is why I do what I do, and my wife stands beside me and helped me, and we probably put in 12 hours a day, simply doing probably more talk radio every day than anybody else in the nation, 5 hours a day.
Wow, good for you.
But anyway, of course, it's so vitally important that people begin to understand the implications of what's going to happen, because we are going to obviously get Obamacare. I don't see any way of stopping it. Courts may actually limit some of the things, but certainly I think it's going to have a profound impact. Certainly on the doctor, I think it's going to have a profound impact on patient care. So you let us know what you think.
One of the things that really I don't think patients understand yet is this whole accountable care organization that they're starting, trying to, it's under the guise, and it's good intentions. I'll not try to be cruel just for the sake of being cruel, that they think that will better coordinate care and have groups of doctors all working together, just like, I guess, the Costco of doctors. And that patients will ultimately get better care. But gone, and they actually say they think people will have better care if they don't go to solo practitioners. The days of Marcus Welby are long gone. But when you ask patients, they like Marcus Welby. They would like their doctor to be their doctor, not just one in a great big group of that health care team, where you don't know who you're getting, when you're getting, whether it's a nurse, whether it's a doctor. You don't know who it is anymore. And I just think it's wrong. And I think what's really going to happen is bright people with a free spirit are not going to go into medicine anymore, and that doctors will just become drones.
I agree with you. And I said, certainly you can see this thing happening. In fact, they're already talking about the potential shortages of doctors when this comes in, because, of course, there are going to be all the new patients going to the doctor on a regular basis because they're not going to be having to pay for it. And they're not going to be enough doctors within a few years. And then I think we'll see exactly what they have in England, but they're going to have to bring in doctors from Pakistan and India. And you'll have a hard time finding a doctor who actually speaks English. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Marilyn Singleton, who is trained initially as a surgeon, a couple of years of surgical training, took anesthesia training, and now, of course, she's doing office practice, pain management, individual patient care for people with certainly chronic pain conditions. And certainly, would you like to get your telephone number out in case anybody out there in the Oakland area is looking for some medical help? Or certainly, how could people get in touch with you? Do you have a website?
I have a number, and they feel free to call me, and it's 510-338-0866.
One more time. You always have to give your telephone number twice on my program.
510-338-0866.
And which hospital did you work in when you were up there?
I worked at AltaBates, which is now AltaBates Summit Medical Center. The two hospitals have merged under Sutter.
Oh, well, of course, we have our Sutter down here. What did they merge with? What was the other hospital?
All of the so-called Pill Hill hospitals.
Merritt is gone?
Merritt is gone.
Oh, what a shame. That's amazing. I went to work there when I was 12 years old, working in the kitchen. I have many, many wonderful memories. I was a resident at Merritt as well.
Oh, wow. It's now all Summit, and they'll probably make AltaBates. AltaBates is still open as full-service hospital, but it looks like they're building a bigger hospital right where Summit was, and AltaBates people will all get moved to Summit, and the AltaBates campus will just be obstetrics. That appears to be what the general plan is.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Dr. Singleton says that she's looking forward to basically shortages of doctors. She's looking forward to a situation where doctors are all going to be practicing in groups, and you won't have your own private doctor. Why, you'll just have the doctor who's part of the group, and he's told how long to spend with you, he's told what laboratory tests to run, he's not allowed to think or use his own judgment. Everything will be reviewed by the people in Washington, D.C., in the computer, and you will no longer be an individual, you'll simply be a number. And the private practice of medicine, Dr. Welby's, that we used to look forward to seeing, Dr. Welby will no longer be there to look after you. This is happening because the good people in America are not speaking out against what we have today, and let's call it what it is. It's socialized medicine, and socialized medicine doesn't work. In fact, in England, where they established socialized medicine after the Second World War, now, of course, they have a two-tiered system, and people can actually buy their private health insurance, and more people, anybody who can afford it, does, because, of course, when you're in the government system, why, of course, today they're killing about 120,000 senior citizens over there, intentionally killing them in the hospitals today. And we've talked to people from England. Older people are afraid to go to the hospital in England because so many times they get in there and they take away their food and water. Now, they've already started doing that here in America under the name of, they call it, comfort care. Have you heard that term, doctor?
Oh, yes. And what you're describing is so true. And you really touched on something that bothers me so much about the rhetoric of equality and justice, and all we will have is a two-tiered system where all the famous rich people that we're supposed to hate will have enough money to afford to go to whatever doctor they want to, and then all the people who are on the government care will have the bottom of the barrel. And they'll probably have PAs and nurses. So it's a two-tiered system. It will not be equal. It's all talk, and it doesn't equate with the reality of the situation. But people are fooled by talk. People like to believe that all will be wonderful. I think that's just human nature, and it bothers me that our politicians won't tell.
They won't tell the truth. Basically, Chris, when they brought Medicare in 1965, they said, look, we can afford it because by the year 1990, this was 1965, 1990, it's only going to cost $9 billion a year. We're a rich country, we can afford it. Well, we might have afforded $9 billion, but by 1990, it was $95 billion it was going to cost. They promised the doctors that we would get usual and customary fee sign-ups and help us take care of the elderly. And they did pay usual and customary fee. They never told us, though, how long they were going to pay usual customary fee to the doctor or the hospital. And once they got the people in, then they changed the rules. Ladies and gentlemen, your life and the life of your loved ones are at stake, and they really are going to kill them. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, Dr. Singleton, you go right ahead with your concerns. Certainly, have you actually been able to read this monstrosity?
I did read it, and in fact, I started reading it when one of the first incarnations came out. And that bill was very revealing. It was the one that was Nancy Pelosi's dream bill. There were so many things in there that showed what the true intent was. Ultimately, many of these things are not in the bill, but I think it's revealing for the intent. There were things like giving nursing education to hospitals if they were unionized. I mean, it was so blatant, and how many people were expressing concerns about defensive medicine, wasting money. So there was one little sentence about having tort reform, but they would only consider that if there was no change into the fees paid to the plaintiff's lawyers. I mean, these things, it was like, oh, which special interest wrote this law for you? It was absolutely crazy. The biggest thing that struck me as I was reading through the law was that the large part of the law is written as modifications to the Internal Revenue Code. When people were shocked at the Supreme Court decision, I wasn't. It was clear to me that the mandate penalty was a tax. It was part of the IRS code. The way it was written, it was a tax. And the only reason people were not made aware of that, of course, was because who wanted to be told that the middle class was going to be taxed? The other thing that bothers me is when you look at these so-called millionaires and billionaires and how they're...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Marilyn Singleton. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Dr. Singleton, but she's actually read the original Obama bill. Now, they modified some of this, but she says that it was just so obvious that the whole idea was, of course, to be actually to get the middle class to be paying for this, and then as far as the extremely wealthy were concerned, and what point you were going to make about the millionaires and billionaires?
Well, one thing, talk about a term that's just used to inflame people, saying millionaires and billionaires. Number one, that a billion is about 1,000 is 1,000 times more than a million. So that's not even in the same category. And somebody who makes $200,000 a year is that 1/5 of a million. Yet they're lumped in to being called millionaires and billionaires, just to get people to think, oh, well, if you tax them, they have so much money, it's coming out of their ears, and they should be happy to pay the extra tax. In California, people need to beware, because $200,000, yes, it's not peanuts, but to me, it's just a way to introduce these new taxes in, and just like the alternative minimum tax, it's going to have mission creep, and that creep is going to go from 200,000 down to 175, down to 150, and suddenly one day people are going to wake up and everyone will be paying these extra taxes.
Well, you know, it's just like the alternative minimum tax. They sold that to the American people. Our elected officials said, look at all those wealthy people, those multimillionaires, who are not paying their fair share. What we need is an alternative minimum tax so that we can be sure that the wealthy will pay their fair share. But this is never for the middle class. This is never for the poor. This is just for the very, very wealthy. So they passed the alternative minimum tax, and they lied to the American people, and they intentionally did not index it for inflation. And now, as of the 1st of January, when, of course, if the Bush tax cuts are done away with, 26 million more Americans are going to be paying the alternative minimum tax. Let me repeat that. As of the 1st of January, 26 million more Americans are going to be paying the alternative minimum tax. Why? Because they lied to you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you can tell when a government politician is lying because his lips are moving. And I've seen this time and time and time again. As I mentioned earlier, certainly when the Medicare came in 1965, they promised the doctors and the hospitals that they would never change the fee structure of medicine and that we would get our usual and customary fees. And they told the truth. They did exactly that, but they just didn't tell us how long it was going to be. And within a few years, they changed the redemption or the fee schedule for the hospitals, and they changed the fee schedule for the doctors. And now, of course, doctors are having increasing difficulties, and patients are having increasing difficulties because government policy has driven the hospital and the doctor's care prices out of reach for so many people. And, of course, really, they're increasing problems. And if you're in that unfortunate situation where you have an income, but you're not poor enough for Medicaid, you are in real trouble today. Well, our guest is Dr. Marilyn Singleton, and she's certainly has read the original Obama health care bill, and she's certainly up on the modifications, the changes that have come about, because, of course, they do not want the American people to know the truth. And that this is going to limit their access to health care. It's going to involve killing the elderly. This is what, of course, the whole idea certainly is of having certainly boards in Washington, D.C. to determine what treatments are appropriate depending upon age. Ladies and gentlemen, today in England, as I said earlier, they kill 120,000 people a year. 120,000 people a year of otherwise healthy people are killed in England today because of their age. And if you don't believe that, please go up on the internet and check that out. check it out and realize, of course, their population is 40 or 50 million. We have six times that. We're talking about killing close to a million Americans, elderly Americans, every single year as part and parcel of the Obama health care bill. They call it comfort care. Comfort care. That means you're going to be very comfortable as they kill you. Go right ahead, Marilyn.
What I have a patient who's from Canada, and he was diagnosed with cancer shortly after coming here. And every time I talk to him, he says, I would have been dead if I were in Canada, that he was on a waiting list to be seen. And when he came here, he was operated on within days of his diagnosis. These are things that most people don't realize, because fortunately, most of us don't get sick. So we don't know some of the details. But when it does happen to you, unfortunately, people are learning the details too late. By then, it's too late. You're already stuck with whatever process they have cooked up for you. And I don't know, I cringe. I think, oh, what's going to happen to my son? I feel like, good, I can take care of myself, and I know the system. But a whole generation behind us will just have to learn to accept what they have in store. And that is, unless, like, people like you just have to, we have to try to speak out. We have to educate people with facts, not rhetoric. But somehow the rhetoric seems to win.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Is it possible that Obamacare is really all about euthanasia for the elderly? Is it possible that Obamacare is going to lead to the murder, because that's what comfort care is? You get the patients in, you keep them comfortable, you give them morphine or give them Dilaudid, and you withhold food and water, and they die. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about things that are happening in some hospitals in America today. Now, I certainly hope it's not happening very often, but I do know I had a report just this last week from a friend of mine who works in the medical field about two people he personally knew who actually were eliminated, had their food and water withheld at a local hospital in the Monterey Bay area. Now, I'm hoping this is not the religious hospital, but I fear even the Catholic hospitals are going to go along with this because it'll be profitable. And after all, you can't fight the system, or can you? We have to stand, ladies and gentlemen. Do you really care what we're talking about? We're talking about killing your grandparents. We're talking about killing your parents. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you. And we're not talking about so that you'll not be able to hold anybody responsible, because the policies, the framework of medical care is going to be determined in Washington, D.C. And this is why the program that was put forward by Paul Ryan, who ran for the vice presidency, was so vitally important. What did he want? He wanted a two-tier system. He wanted people who could afford to be able to get a voucher and go out and buy health care insurance. Back in 1988, when I was a delegate to the California Medical Association, they brought a speaker in from Washington, D.C., who talked to the doctors in general terms about Medicare, and I went to him afterwards, and I said, look, you and I both know Medicare is not going to work. They're going to run out of money. What's the plan? He said, you don't want to know. And I said, yes, I do want to know. What is the plan? I have a right to know. I'm a practicing physician, surgeon. What's the ultimate plan? Because you know, and I know, the system is going to run out of money. He said, we're going into a two-tier system. We're going to have vouchers for the people who can afford them, and the rest of the people will get second-class government medicine. I was told that in 1987, 1988, and that's just where we are today. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Our guest is Marilyn Singleton. Dr. Singleton, I think we ought to return healthcare responsibility to the state level, take it away from the federal government, because you have no control there. At least at the state level, when they start killing people, we can start having demonstrations and certainly withhold election from the politicians who are going along with the genocidal programs that are being instituted by the Obama program. Certainly by the Obama administration. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely agree. I am really a big fan of bringing as many things as we can, as local as we can. The differences around this country are astounding, and it's one of the things that bothered me way back when, in 92, when I started law school, when people would talk about, oh, Canada's this, or Sweden does this, or Finland does that. Canada has 7 million people in the whole country. Most of the country is unoccupied, other than for the indigenous people living out in the wilderness. That's a whole different animal from what we have in America. We can't compare the American population to the Finns or the Swedes. Some of the countries that we're being compared to, Japan, have a much more homogeneous population. They're smaller countries, and it's easier for the people to control what's around them, and it's easier for the government to control the people. So our heterogeneity, our diversity, is a blessing to us in the sense that I think we can speak out, and as you suggest, if we have more things at the state level, our voices can be heard. I think the federal involvement, the perfect example of what happens with the federal involvement, is this birth control pill mandate. When the health care law was passed, there was nothing about birth control pills in there. It just said that it was going to have preventive care. Then the executive branch of the government, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, took it upon herself to decide what preventive care would be. She decided it would be birth control pills. And to make that sort of decision for 50 states, all very different, is outrageous. Now, if a state wanted to choose to do that, where you could have people decide, do we really want to do this? Can't a person afford a couple $100 a year to buy their own birth control pill? If they could decide that, people could get together. It would definitely be something where people could get to Sacramento to demonstrate. They can't necessarily get to Washington to demonstrate against these types of things. And the people in the Midwest seem to be completely left out of the picture, that it appears that the government is now run by the large cities on both coasts. And if you're not in any of those cities, forget about it. Your ideas don't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter.
And, Chris, even more frightening is the fact that I'm convinced, firmly convinced, that they've rigged the election. Every electronic voting machine can be rigged. Every voting machine can be rigged, and certainly we do know that in many of the precincts in Ohio and Pennsylvania, why, of course, they had more people voting that were registered to vote. In fact, some of the areas, they had more people voting that even lived there according to the census. How could you get more people voting than were actually lived there in the census? Why, very simply, you cheat. But don't you worry, right after the last election, when people should have been up in arms about the very obvious fraudulent nature of the election of Barack Hussein Obama, why immediately they came up with this emphasis on General Petraeus and his affair with this married woman. And that was all we heard for days and days and weeks, and pictures of General Petraeus and pictures of his mistress. And they'd known about this for many months. They simply brought that out at that time as a diversion, so we could talk about rigging the elections, because the last thing they want is for the American people to know that our elections are not honest. It's all about power, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about power. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Joel Skousen has written extensively about that. We've actually talked to Dr. Cass Ingram. His book will be available in January. It's called Rigged. And it's the story of the last election and all the documentation about how they rigged the election. But do you think Congress is going to hold hearings on that? Do you think that they're going to allow this to be discussed on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or any of the other media that is part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood? Well, Dr. Singleton, certainly I share your concern. How are we going to get the American people to understand what's going on and get involved in this battle for the survival of the free practice of medicine and a situation where patients are not going to be placed under comfort care when they get to be 80 years of age?
All I can say is educate, educate, educate. What you're doing, more and more people have to hear this. And many times it is going to take someone having a friend or a relative where they see it up close and personal because they don't believe it. They believe the drivel that the politicians have fed them. And they have clever words. It sounds good, but it's just plain not true. And somehow we have to convince them. And Hillary Clinton did it well when she was trying to get the health care reform. What did she do? And it's something taken from the playbook that Osama bin Laden had used. He said, when you start an attack on someone, you have to have a demon. And I remember when she demonized doctors, it didn't work as well as I think she thought it would because most people liked their doctor. But it was doctors are selfish rich pigs and all they want is money and they don't want to take care of you. This type thing. Like I say, it didn't work as well as they thought it would. And because most doctors are very nice people. And yes, there are some pigs, but there's pigs everywhere. And for the most part, doctors are good people, and all they're trying to do is the best for their patients. And they have these techniques to try to win the populace over to their side. But the facts don't comport with what the politicians are saying. And pretty soon, people are going to figure this out. And I think it this year could be the telling year as more of these taxes and the mandates, even though the mandates are being sort of snuck in bit by bit, as that comes into play, as people they already had this year where they couldn't use their health savings account money to buy most of the medicines, there the truth is going to come out. I just hope sooner rather than later, and all we can do is talk to as many people as we can.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment right here with Dr. Marilyn Singleton. Well, Marilyn, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. So what's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners out all across America?
I'd like to say, think for yourself and don't let somebody convince you that things are different than what you see with your own eyes. And listen to your doctor. Ask your doctor questions. Ask your doctor what they think. And that's where you're going to get the truth. And that's what I'd like people to know.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly appreciate your fact that you're willing to get go on the radio and talk about these things. I think it's fascinating that you're doing. Is it primarily pain management today?
Yes. Uh-huh. And if you say I do some acupuncture, I try to steer people in ways where they can cut back on their medications, and that's why they come. I actually do a lot of acupuncture for menopause. It turns out that I was working on somebody and it made their hot flashes go away. So I have actually a reasonable size anti-hot flash practice.
I think that's fascinating. Of course, as an orthopedic surgeon, I dealt with a lot of pain and I became fascinated with acupuncture. I learned to do auricular acupuncture and I traveled across the world. In fact, I developed such a large acupuncture practice. I finally had to make a decision. Do I want to be a surgeon or do I want to be an acupuncturist? Of course, I enjoyed surgery so much and the joint reconstructions, the arthroscopic surgery, because basically orthopedics was just fun. As one of my friends said, you know, we have fun every day, and not only that, we get paid for doing it. And I think that was probably one of the wisest things I ever heard, because it's really so true. So I gave up acupuncture, and I left that to others. But I think it's fascinating that certainly you've mastered the skill, because it really is effective. I don't understand why it's effective, but I know it's effective, and I know that certainly a skilled acupuncturist can help, but I've never heard of it being used for hot flashes. Does it help chronic fatigue at all?
Yes, it does. There's some amazing things that it works for that you don't expect it to. Works really well on asthma and irritable bowel. Allergies, it's like a miracle.
Well, because that's because they deal with the autoimmune system, and I'm sure that you can alter the autoimmune system with acupuncture.
Yes, and anything that's sort of an autonomic syndrome. I learned it, way back when a resident showed...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Dr. Marilyn Singleton. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Singleton and I were talking about acupuncture. Of course, she does acupuncture in her practice now. Of course, I did acupuncture when I was practicing, but I gave it up because I wanted to be a surgeon, even though I got to be pretty good at it. Marilyn, one more time. Let's get your telephone number, your email, your website out, and then we'll let you go.
Okay. My telephone number is 510-338-08. 66, and my email is...
You always give the number twice on my program.
510-338-0866.
Okay, and your email?
Dr, as in doctor, Singleton, Singleton, at earthlink.net.
Dr. Singleton at earthlink.net. Thank you very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure. I've enjoyed the program.
Oh, I've enjoyed talking with you, and thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Dr. Marilyn Singleton. I hope you enjoyed the program, but we do have a real problem with certainly Obamacare coming in, because it's going to be a program of euthanasia, and it's part of the population control agenda. If you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, it's available on DVD. And then, of course, we have my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan that goes into population control. But there's an excellent syllabus for that you really need to get. We have a 4-tape set on population control. We have a talk, a DVD on population control. Population control, the covert agenda, we just mentioned that, but we want you to get this information. If you'd like to get a copy of my treatise, it's up on the internet. It's called Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, you'll see it up there, listed under Radio Liberty. Pull it down and read it and copy it and circulate this far and wide. It was the first real good treatise on this concept on the internet, and now, of course, it's being reduplicated all over the world. In fact, the information needs to be circulated. You really need to understand there are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. That's the message on the Georgia Guidestones. And if you get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, to get the syllabus that goes with that, you'll see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestone and the inscription. And then if you have my DVD, of course, you can get the pictures there and the close-ups of this occult satanic monument in Elberton, Georgia, put up by a secret society, one of the many secret societies that exist in America today. And anybody who talks about secret societies is immediately labeled as, you think there's a conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think there's a conspiracy. I know there's a conspiracy because I've been to Elberton, Georgia, and I've seen the Georgia Guidestones, and I've studied the background of the man who put up... He belonged to a secret society, and he openly admitted it. His name was R.C. Christian. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll tell others about our programs. You'll get our material on population control. And you'll talk to others about what Obamacare is really all about. Obamacare is about population control and what they're going to do in America, just what they're doing in England today. Where, as I said earlier, they have killed 120,000 people, or they do kill 120,000 people a year. Perfectly well and healthy senior citizens who go into the hospital for one thing or another, and they take away their food and water and they kill them. And people, talking to people in England, elderly people are afraid to go to the hospital in England today, and it's going to soon be the same way here in America, because at many of our hospitals, they've already undertaken this program. They call it comfort care. Look it up on the internet, ladies and gentlemen, comfort care. That's where they take away your food and your water, and they give you morphine or Dilaudid, so you won't be so painful as they kill you. It's not imaginary, it's real. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, telling people about it. That's the other side of the story they don't hear unless they listen to alternative radio. I mean, who would have ever thought underground alternative radio would be where it's at? Thank goodness we have shortwave. Thank goodness we have Global Star Network. Thank goodness we have internet now. It's just incredible the amount of news and information that takes place that you would never know if you're not watching television. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you what the Dow futures are doing and how Timothy Geithner is going to still save the world somehow. And the fiscal cliff, which, you know, we'll figure something out. That's what they know. Oh, and yes, that there was a tragedy in Kansas City yesterday. A Kansas City Chiefs football player. A starting player killed his girlfriend. They had a 3-month-old baby. Both of them are dead. What